Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is Malcolm's Monday Meditation. Today's podcast is called Bats and Gaps. My wife and I holidayed in Devon recently in the west of England. The cottage was cute, quiet, and cut off. Perfect for a restful retreat. However, on the fourth night we were there, Penny, my wife, was in bed reading as I watched a World Cup match on the TV across the room. "Why did you throw that at me?" she said, thinking I'd lobbed a tissue at her as a joke. It was not a tissue. Oh no. It was a bat. A bat was zigzagging between beam and ceiling. Fortunately, we have some bat-handling experience, so with the aid of a fish slice and oven gloves, we bagged the blighter and ejected him into the outside air. We collared the cottage owners in the morning. Sure, they knew bats were up in the roof space, but they thought all gaps had been plugged that would give them access to the inside. Clearly, they were mistaken. Isn't this sometimes a little like the way sins pay us an unexpected visit, when we've forgotten to plug the gaps? We're aware of the big things, murder, adultery, bat-eating, Deuteronomy 14. But what about the smaller things like greed, gossip and gurning? Just kidding about the last one. May I suggest three simple steps to plugging the smaller sin gaps? They can be used as a structure for a prayer time. Firstly, number one, grace. Praying about grace. Psalm 116. I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. The man or woman who starts by thanking God for his grace is going to be somewhat more sensitive to sins, especially the more subtle ones. Once we have the mercy of God in our hearts and minds, we have more of his heart and mind. Grace is a good sin plug. Number two, acceptance. Acceptance, the acceptance of God. It sounds counterintuitive, but accepting God's mercy makes us more sensitive to sin, not less. Think about it. If we doubt God's forgiveness or hold on to the feeling that a state of guilt is somehow more holy, then we are focused on our sin in a way that God is not. Psalm 103. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Sin sensitivity is heightened when we're in a state of experiencing God's forgiveness. Accepting God's acceptance draws us close to him, and that intimacy is something, once experienced, that we hate to lose, thus making sin more repellent. So firstly, grace. Secondly, acceptance. And thirdly, promises. Promises. Recalling God's promises gives us the strength to resist sin. God's promises are, in some ways, connected to ours. And when we decide to trust God's promises, we live in a way that is consistent with those promises. Psalm 119, verses 57 and 58. You are my portion, Lord. I have promised to obey your words. I have sought your face with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. So we see promises, our promises and God's promises, they work together. And his promises help us to keep ours. How about minding the GAP, the gap, this week? You see, grace, acceptance, and promises, the gap. A prayer time focused on God's grace, his unconditional acceptance, and his promises. Well, I'd wager that a devotional dedicated to these themes will result in a revived faith and a glad heart. When we are in the peace and joy of Jesus, there are no gaps for sin to seep through. I hope you find that the grace, acceptance, and promises of God give you a bat-free week. Until the next time, have a wonderful week, and God bless.